Even more worrisome are delayed and long-term adverse effects of this experimental gene therapy. The synthetic mRNA experimental gene therapy turns on the production of COVID-19 proteins, but it has no off switch. It just keeps on replicating, and the immune system keeps on mounting an immune response against it. That is why some researchers are concerned that it's going to provoke autoimmune reactions, setting you up for a lifetime of serious inflammatory disease. Another major concern is the possibility that COVID-19 experimental gene therapy can make infections even worse. There's a convincing argument that this experimental gene therapy may trigger an antibody-dependent enhancement reaction that increases the virus's ability to infect your cells. In other words, if you come down with a coronavirus infection in the future after receiving your experimental gene therapy injections, then you may have a much worse case than if you'd never had this therapy in the first place. That's when the treatment is worse than the disease. And that's what it looks like this experimental gene therapy is. Many experts are predicting a surge of life-threatening infections, inflammatory disorders, and deaths coming in months and years for those who have received this treatment. Of course, the blame will be placed on a mutant virulent strain of COVID-19 virus rather than on poorly tested experimental gene therapy. And then they'll want to do mandatory vaccinations of everybody. Even if it were acknowledged, the U.S. government, which has spent over $12 billion on COVID-19 vaccines so far, would foot the bill for any damages incurred by those who received the treatment. As I previously mentioned, by law, pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued for any injury caused by any vaccine. So by lying and calling this experimental gene therapy a vaccine, they are reaping enormous profits with no down risk of product liability. Not only is the media downplaying the COVID-19 gene therapy side effects, but they seem content to simply repeat the drug makers' overly optimistic claims of efficacy. You've probably heard that both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 95% effective. This is a false claim. It's a lie. Yet the medical establishment and the government bureaucrats have simply taken these pharmaceutical companies' word for it and are encouraging everyone to line up for this experimental gene therapy so-called vaccine. At the time the Pfizer and Moderna products were approved, these pharmaceutical companies had failed to release most of the raw data from their experimental trials. In fact, they are still withholding much of it. However, now that more of it is available for review, a different picture has emerged. In the British Medical Journal, associate editor Dr. Peter Doshi had the opportunity to review the available data. And he pointed out the inconsistencies and the weaknesses of the pre-approval trials. He concluded that rather than the widely publicized 95% effective rate, these so-called vaccines are at best only 19% effective. At this low rate, they would have never been approved. There are still many unknowns about this experimental gene therapy. There is no indication that it saves any lives or prevents the spreading of the infection or you're contracting the infection, which is why health bureaucrats continue to recommend masking and social distancing even after you've received these injections. Nobody has any idea about the long-term adverse effects of this experimental gene therapy. Yet, they are still plowing ahead with plans to inject this experimental gene therapy into the entire population. This experimental gene therapy will not eradicate the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 any more than the flu vaccine has eliminated the flu. COVID-19 is here to stay, even without this so-called vaccine. Infections will slow as more people develop natural herd immunity. Why in the world would you risk all the known and unknown short-term and long-term side effects of an experimental gene therapy that was inadequately tested, rushed through the approval process at warp speed, and found to be much less effective, yet more dangerous than initially promised, and more dangerous than the COVID infection itself? I'm advising my family, my friends, and my guests here at the HOTSE Health and Wellness Center to just say no. No, I am not going to take this experimental gene therapy vaccine. COVID-19 infections pose no significant health risk except to those that are infirm and elderly and those with severe pre-existing conditions, not unlike the flu or any other respiratory infection. Most individuals who contract COVID-19 have mild or moderate symptoms for a few days, similar to the flu, and the overall survival rate of those who are infected is 99.98%. It's very seldomly lethal except in those that are infirm and elderly and have pre-existing health conditions. It has been demonstrated in studies around the world that the use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine can safely prevent and treat the COVID-19 infection. Of course, it's important for you to strengthen your immune system with vitamin and mineral supplementation, healthy eating, natural hormone replenishment, treatment of allergies, exercise, and a good night's sleep and maintaining your ideal body weight. Aside from that, let's allow this virus to just run its course in society so that we can develop herd immunity, which is far safer and much more effective than this experimental gene therapy could ever be. The panic and mass hysteria created by government health bureaucrats, by the media, and politicians is all about control, power, and money. I've written extensively about the ineffectiveness and dangers of wearing masks, of social distancing, of closing businesses, and lockdowns. We need to get back to work, back to school, and back to church. I'm Dr. Steve HOTSE, and I thank you for joining me, and I want to encourage you to pass this video on to your family members, friends, and associates, and your entire list of people with whom you're in contact to warn them about the dangers of this experimental gene therapy program that's being foisted upon the public. You can also send them a copy of my document that I've written about this particular experimental gene therapy. And I want to encourage you to just say no. Thanks so much for allowing me to join you today, and I wish you every success in your health life and in your personal life. This is Dr. HOTSE saying thank you.